The ENTJ, extroverted, intuitive, thinking, judging type. Before we look in any depth at the ENTJ, let me say a word of introduction about generalizations and about some possible pitfalls and about some maleness, femaleness issues. I'd like you to be aware that each one of us is a unique individual and a uniquely different type. That's the whole purpose of these tapes. On the other hand, consistent with my type is I sometimes make sweeping generalizations. And as a result of that, I encompass kinds of things that may be too inclusive. So I'm asking you to translate. For me, the ENTJ, that particular thing doesn't fit, or it fits in this particular way. So please keep that in mind. Likewise, you may have to add some maleness or femaleness. I'll try to do that where I can or where it fits, but I may not always do so. Just please keep that in mind. Likewise. The whole purpose of the tape is to understand our differences, and in understanding our differences, make more creative use of them. You are your own person. Type watching is never an excuse. It is only an explanation. And in understanding and being able to explain what you're doing or why you have always done it that way, perhaps you can begin to see where someone is different than another type. And in seeing that difference, cash in or use it or be more creative and dynamic in your interpersonal relationships. So with that in mind, let's look at the ENTJ. Take charge. See the big picture. Organize the troops and get them marching. That's the ENTJ.
Yes, be a visionary. Look at the whole scheme of something. The details only fit in as it fits into the whole scheme of something, and don't get hooked on one of those details.
Give a simple point to an ENTJ. They can make it overnight. A system, organize it, take in all of its advanced implications, and dump it back on you as a grand scheme. And do it effortlessly, because that's how the ENTJ comes at the world. Mm-hmm. They love to take charge and lead. In fact, David Kiersey in his book, Please Understand Me, says the ENTJ of the 16 types cannot not lead. That is, their focus is outside themselves. In focusing out there, they see possibilities. They take those possibilities and put them together objectively, and they put it into a life that's structured, scheduled, and ordered. So they take charge and they bring vision and leadership to every situation. It's almost humorous because an ENTJ instantly will take one word and go with it. They are big picture people. And as a result of that, we look to them for that kind of thing. We look to them and gladly let them take charge. Now, guess what? That has some particular implications for the ENTJ female, because we're not always receptive to women taking charge, dealing with the big picture, and being objective in that big picture. Society has much more traditional roles for women. And so when an ENTJ female comes along, on the one hand, she may be condescending to other women, particularly, and other people, generally. And in addition to her condescension, or her condescending attitude, she may at a very unconscious level be giving some leadership where it isn't always appreciated. And in that particular role, people may deal with her in a rather rejective way, and she may grow impatient with their inability to see that what she's doing is for their good. And so it's an extra special and difficult position or situation that is cast upon the ENTJ female.
Right. She may appear to be very aggressive, and she may just be acting true to type and be called some names that her male counterpart would be lauded for being showing that same assertiveness in business and in work.
And that is so true, and it's such a put-down. Here comes a very competent, bright, hearty, alert, hard-charging female, behaves just like her male counterpart, and zap, she gets the put down. And that's confusing. that's confusing at all levels of your life. And we'll look at that in a bit in this tape, when how it fits in the family, when you're the little ENTJ child or the ENTJ parent. But for now, I'd like you to get a hold of this type that is indeed a worldview type, who indeed has grand schemes and furthermore carries those schemes to their fruition because of their outward organized nature. When you give an ENTJ a job to do, they set it in its perspective, fit it into a grand scheme, and then deliver the goods to you, often with low patience if you don't see it the way they do.
Yeah, I was thinking about that right now, because as someone of a different type, I may have a very good idea that I would like to interject into the plan. But it's hard to do that sometimes, because the ENTJ knows they're right and often won't take time to listen to what someone else may care to put into their plan, particularly if there's someone who is more of in a subordinate role.
As a result, ENTJs, while being take charge, often fight alligators that they have created themselves, and they need to be very aware of that. Let's take a look at their career choices. ENTJs make great teachers. They make great managers of systems, or let me put it another way, in the true definition of leadership versus management, meaning management being getting things done through others, following routines and carrying on established procedures, and leadership dealing with vision and advance outreach of an organization, your ENTJ, in that definition of terms, is your natural leader. And so as a result, they will rise to the top of the corporate world, but often the corporate world grows impatient with their advanced view, and likewise the ENTJ doesn't want to dilly-dally around in established procedures. And so some real abrasive communication differences can fall out of the woodwork as a result of that.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like they might have a difficult time taking orders from other people that they view as less competent than they.
That's an understatement and a very accurate one.
Mm-hmm. So in a subordinate role, they might be abrasive to the one who is supervising or managing them.
Yeah. I'm sure they're seen as pushy, impatient, and their need for establishing the big picture and carrying something through is often received most negatively by other people. On the other hand, you'll find the ENTJ in the banking world. You'll find them not necessarily in the accounting department, but in the future planning for the bank. You'll find them in teaching. They love to teach theory, and they're excellent at it. So they may be in medicine, but they'll move on to the teaching arm of medicine. If they go into nursing, they'll move on to the teaching arm of nursing. If they go into the helping professions, they more often than not fall into the wings of teaching in that particular profession. There is among clergy, and I don't know if it's in other professions, that those who can't preach, teach. And indeed, the ENTJ would be a natural to fall into that. Not that they can't preach. They're very, very good at it, but they don't always accompany it with the patient interpersonal skills that an F type may bring to that profession. So they get out into the ministry, and indeed, they end up back in some seminary somewhere teaching theological theory rather than out there on the front line. And then that would be true. Medicine, you pick any of the professions. Engineering, God, they make great architectural engineers. But where they end up usually is in teaching engineering, because they become impatient with the trivia and the detail that has to be done in actually carrying through a building to its completion.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like they would also be a type that would like to challenge you intellectually, and not just want to deal with small talk, but to deal with larger philosophies and ideas of the world, rather than dealing with triteness, as they would see it.
Yeah. NTs, as a general type, learn by arguing. Now, you had that to the other letters, N, you know, to E and T and J. You've got an ENTJ. As a temperament, they want to argue. Put it into extrovert in J, and that means they run things up the flagpole that sound like absolute total conclusions, and add to that some real intellectual astuteness, and you've got a feisty, hearty, fun, argumentative evening on your hands. And for them, it's great. For other types, it may have been a bit abrasive. But ENTJs, therefore, in whatever job they find themselves, you will find them to be one who challenges whatever it is you're doing, just so that you understand it. So if you've always been doing a thing this way, in comes the ENTJ banker or the ENTJ manager or the ENTJ this, and we'll challenge the way you've done it just so you can think it through.
Mm-hmm. But Kelly, it sounds like kind of, a good motivator for having you get out there and accomplish things and delegate you to do part of that big picture.
Tremendous at motivation. And so any system, and I'm saying, you see, an ENTJ could go into police work, an ENTJ could go into the bureaucracy, but they won't stay in the routine part of any of those jobs. They've got to be at the top. Future planning, what should the police force look like 20 years from now? Or where does this bureaucracy want to be in such and such a year or such and such a century? Because that's the way they've got to translate what it is you're doing, and they're doing that, incidentally, for your good. Because if you keep doing it the same way, you'll grow stale and have no motivation. So you're exactly right. Motivation is a key thing.
But I hear something else in there, that somehow they might get into prescribing an awful lot for others, because if they see the big picture, that might be for your good that they want you to do that.
Gladly and willingly. They don't mind imposing that on everybody in the world. They may not, how's it go? They may not always be right, but they're never wrong. And they're glad to tell you about that. The ENTJ is a powerful type. Translate that power into the family, and you've got a hands full with an ENTJ child. They are the little leaders of the whole family. They want to take charge. They want to organize. They want to tell this family what's good for the family. And so they impose that on every other member, including father and mother. And father and mother have to be judged against their own ENTJ. Jay needs for competency, for a sense of future. I mean, where are we going to be as a family 5 years from now? If we don't know that, we'll never get there. So we've got to get our act together. They may be very gregarious, very aggressive, very hard charging, and low on patience with people in the family who don't see things their way, and with people outside the family who try to impose rules that the ENTJ doesn't think are worth imposing. So they may have trouble in school, not because they're, slow learners or bad learners, but because they don't want to do it by the rules. Mm-hmm. They've got a better way to think through the subject.
It sounds like a little baby ENTJ may not be wearing booties, but combat boots even then. Combat booties.
That's a perfect image for you. Little combat booties for this ENTJ. And they're incidentally kind of proud of that. They're kind of proud of that. Now, put the ENTJ in the parenting role, and they're intellectual. Insight often brings to them, again, a need for the child to develop. And that's fascinating, because on the one hand, they will impose their way of doing things on the child, meaning I'm going to confront this child intellectually, I'm going to challenge this child intellectually, I'm going to organize this child. But lo and behold, when you come along and you exert a different type, the ENTJ parent often can find space for your difference, but I'm going to challenge you.
Mm-hmm.
And see, if you don't understand that as a kid, take your type, Janet. Here's the ISFP child with an ENTJ mother. The mother is trying to challenge you to be yourself. But in the meantime, she's doing it in such an overpowering, I don't want the word arrogant, but in such an overpowering way, you don't feel like there's space to move. And yet that's really what she wants for you.
Mm-hmm.
But she becomes so enthused in her way of imposing that on you, you otherwise get stifled rather than indeed what the ENTJ parent wants for you is growth, intellectual advancement, pursuit, gregariousness.
And I'm sure always instilling a sense of competence within the child, too.
Making sure you strive for that. And mm-hmm. yet you see, where do you fit that in if you're not that type? If you're that type, you'll argue with that parent. You'll push against that parent, and it'll be a hearty, bantering, bombastic growth experience. But for the other types, it's a shunning and a put-down, and I can never quite measure up to what are the obvious expectations of my ENTJ parent.
Mm-hmm.
The ENTJs are the leaders almost all of the time.
Ship up or ship out, you're in or you're out. Come on down, it's part of their kind.
They'll argue the point with good reason. You can counter, but they'll still insist.
They'll plan a big picture with relish, though the details are somewhat amiss.
Probably prevents improper performance.
And if you take their advice, the rewards are enormous.
And that's why everybody loves the ENTJ.
The ENTJ.